All right, I'm showing 10. If you want to start recording, let everybody in. We can get cracking.
All right. Members of the lobby have been admitted. We're ready to go.
Wonderful. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jordan Howard. This is our call to order. Jordan Howard, I am the chair of the Home Inspection Advisory Licensing Board. It's now 10 a.m. on March 6, 2025. I am calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. Sounds like we have a couple members that have been admitted. We will take time at the end of the meeting for a brief comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the board. As a reminder, board members are not to engage in conversation during public comments. As a courtesy, I ask that all participants keep themselves muted to reduce background noise. When a board member would like to comment on a topic, please raise your hand, featured in the Teams app. And once I've called on you, unmute yourself, state your name before sharing comments, and please remember to mute yourself after you're all done. Our second order is going to be roll call. Myself and Ms. Bauer. Program Specialist Bauer will now be calling roll to confirm board member and quorum. Once your name has been called, please respond with here or present.
All right, thank you. I will start with you, Chair Howard.
I am present.
Vice Chair Tryon.
Present.
Board Member Lotus. Board Member McFeely.
Present.
Board Member Thompson.
Present.
And Board Member Barber has an excused absence. But we do have a quorum, so back to you, Chair Howard.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I was going to double check that we had quorum. Sounds like we do. So next is going to be approval of our agenda. The agenda and the board package has been sent out to board members. If I would assume we've all taken time to review. So is there any motion to approve a day's agenda as presented?
I so motion.
We have a motion for approving today's agenda. Any seconds?
I'll second that.
A second from Mr. Tryon. Any discussion on any topics? I guess we can take all those in favor of approving today's agenda, please reply with aye.
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 I also say aye. Any nays? All those opposed say nay. And any abstentions? Okay, today's agenda is therefore approved, which is going to bump us down into Category 4. We're going to approve the minutes from last December 12th, 2024. I assume, or if you haven't taken time, go ahead and review if there's any discrepancies or errors. Please address those now. Just need a motion from the board to approve the minutes from December 12th, 2024 as presented.
Board Member Thompson, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion acknowledged. Second?
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Tryon seconds. All those in favor of approving minutes from December 12, 2024, please say aye.
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 And I also say aye. And all those opposed, nay. And any abstentions? Beautiful. Motion passes. We have an approval of the December 12th minutes. Cruising right along. Great job, everybody. Is going to be our awards and recognitions. This is going to be in recognition of Mr. Ashlock, our outgoing chair from 2024-2023. And we'd like to take some time to recognize John Ashlock's years of service on the board. John, I just wanted to personally take a moment. Thank you for your dedication, your leadership as chair to the Inspection Licensing Regulatory Board. Good pragmatic approach on pretty much everything. Steady guidance, good insights, as well as your open communications and always kind of being available to the board. And then I'll hand it over to Ms. Bauer.
Well, thank you. On behalf of the staff, I really want to say how much we enjoyed working with you, John. It has been such a privilege. You've been such a positive influence, not only on the board, but as a representative of your industry. You've been so professional, and we really appreciate the work and the dedication that you put into the board. We will be sending you a plaque on behalf of the department to thank you for your years of service on the board, and we just really appreciate the time and the energy that you put into this. Thank you.
Thank you all. It was a great time. I really enjoyed it. I'm hoping with legislation coming up in a year, I might be able to get back on in a couple of years. It was definitely a good learning experience, and it was great working with you all too. So keep the momentum going. I think you guys are doing good things. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. And if thank you very much again, John. Yeah, hopefully with legislations, we'll see some of the people that are dedicated to this get back into it and continue to advance the industry. Thank you very much. Next, we're going to be moving on to Section 6 in your packet, Old Business Notes for the Discussion. So we're going to have – we had a public comment from the December the 2024 December meeting regarding online and in-person education options. The notes for the discussion. So I wanted to get the board's input, address the comment that has been made. Ms. Bauer, if you have the comment, do you happen to have that comment that we can revisit?
The comment was a verbal comment. It was not written.
Okay.
It was a member of the public who had mentioned that they would like in-person only options for the education piece, and board member Lotus requested that this be put on the agenda, and it was also approved as an agenda item by the rest of the board.
Okay.
So it was a comment of stopping the online portion of education and only moving to in-person.
Gotcha. Understood. And without Ms. Lotus here, she won't be able to plead necessarily her perspective on it. Is this something that we should potentially push to the next time when they are available? Or we can have the discussion now. Any board members have any discussion or discussion points? All right. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Mr. Thompson, our education, please go ahead. Feel free.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for acknowledging. I was actually just looking through my notes. I was trying to remember who the member of the public was. He's actually a former board member who commented.
Oh,
I was
right.
In contact with him after our meeting and chatted with him for a bit, and then also talked with board member Lotus following that too. Just kind of get their input. I wish she was here. She's got a real passion for wanting to bring it back to in-person learning, as well as I, just being an instructor and seeing how it goes. So obviously they're not here to speak for them, but I did reach out to them and got some pretty good comments. So it's hopefully something that at some point, maybe we just kind of put it before the board and see where everybody else stands at some point, because it seems like we're all just kind of guessing where we might be standing at this point.
Wonderful. And yeah, it's been, I mean, ever since the online came out, it's been something that seems to get brought up virtually at least a couple times a year by either retiring or just anybody in general. Putting the genie back in the bottle is a little difficult with online, especially considering the inclusion it includes with access to rural areas and centerings, but will probably be a continued conversation for years to come for sure. Does anybody else have anything to say on it, board members? Alrighty. We will go ahead and move on to Section 7, New Business, and that is going to be addressing the composition of the subcommittees. I'm going to hand this to Ms. Bauer, and she'll take it from there.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Each year, we revisit the composition of the subcommittees in order to allow everyone to have the opportunity to participate in the areas that they are passionate about. Board members may self-nominate or nominate others, and there is no limit to the number of subcommittees one may participate in. The typical time commitment for each subcommittee consists of attending one 30-minute meeting approximately every other month. They may happen more frequently if there is any emergent details that need to be discussed. However, most meetings are every other month. It also includes any additional research that may be required by the individual board members to complete in between those meetings. Membership for each subcommittee is limited to 3 board members to ensure that we do not have a quorum at each of our subcommittees. Currently, we have three subcommittees. There is the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee. Their focus is to concentrate on outreach and inclusion for a wider workforce population. They're also looking into barriers to licensure and increasing accessibility to education. We also have the Changing Business Practices Subcommittee, who focuses on the RCW and WAC review in order to ensure that the home inspector rules and statutes are up to date and accurately represent the industry standard. And finally, we have the Education Subcommittee, which works with the DOL staff, including our education manager, to ensure the education requirements for the home inspector industry are up to date. All right, back to you, Chair Howard, to open the floor for nominations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So first, we're going to open the floor for nominations for the DEI Subcommittee. Currently, as just kind of a precursor report out, kind of right now what we're focusing on is some of the verbiage in the RCWs or the licensing. Just basically kind of going through and looking for words or ways to improve the wording to be more inclusive or more invitational to people seeking this out. Last term was myself, Austin, as well as Ms. Lotus had rotated in. And got some good stuff done, but that's currently what we're on. I would like to go ahead and nominate myself to be back a part of that DEI board. Since I'm kind of midstream, I'd like to see our current project finished off. Which means I need a second.
I'll second that nomination, Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Tryon.
You can also do a slate motion for all three members who want to participate. You don't have to do them one at a time. You can identify the three who want to participate and then do a motion for all three.
Gotcha. So we're open for discussion. Does anybody have any interest in joining the DEI subcommittee? First off, with the members that are here on the board and the two absent.
I would like to nominate myself as well to continue.
Beautiful. I would also second Austin. Okay. So out of everybody.
Can we nominate Ms. Lotus while she's not here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are we able to nominate people that are...
Hey, well, beautiful. I just logged in.
I just got on finally. I couldn't figure out the things. It doesn't work for me usually.
Wonderful.
I actually had a question for new business.
Yes, that's where we are. Go for it.
Is it possible to merge a subcommittee?
Well, considering that each subcommittee has its own kind of gate or playpen, merging them could happen, but then you'd start to potentially be merging work and not having dedicated teams to each one. It feels like the way that it's constructed as it is pretty effective, but I'm open to, obviously input from staff or board members. I will say I do feel that the changing business practice, and this one is the nominations will be coming up, soon. Changing business practice is one that I feel, and without their report out, is pretty complete for what they've done. They've made their RCW changes have been submitted. They are hopefully getting on the 2026 legislative session. So much more of what they want to do, I'm not sure. Maybe disbanding that or putting it on hiatus, not necessarily disbanding it, but putting it on hiatus until there is a need for it might allow some of those members to join other subcommittees that are lacking or have been lacking would be my, instead of merging. Would be my point of what I would suggest. Anybody else, feel free.
I think that's a great suggestion, Chair Howard.
Ms. Lotus, would you accept a nomination for being on the DEI for the next term? I would like to nominate you.
I'd prefer to switch to a different one.
Okie doke. Understood. So we currently have two nominations for the DEI subcommittee. No other members are offering. So we'll take a vote. All those in favor of or approving of Jordan Howard and Austin McFeely to the DEI subcommittee. I apologize, Austin. Please reply with aye. Vote in affirmative.
Aye.
We got an aye from Lisa. All those opposed? And any abstentions? Beautiful. Composition of DEI is now set. This is an open committee, so we may actively recruit. And if any board members would potentially like to add on, feel we can discuss that at either the next board meeting, or you can email the subcommittee as to options in joining that subcommittee. Next will be for, there's the DEI subcommittee. Excuse me. Is that the only one?
Changing business practices is up next.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to be also doing the same one for changing business practices. And Warren, I might defer to you on this one since you are more involved in the CBP subcommittee. Do you see a need to staff that subcommittee? Do you have projects that were slated that were incompleted during your last sessions and any needs going forward? Or what is your insight on that?
Yeah, I think it might not be a bad idea to kind of put that one on pause.
Okay. Yeah, you guys did a lot of really good work. Got stuff moving, and I mean stuff that from, you know, COVID era. So I do think that the hiatus would be a good idea. Now I would need to put that, make a motion to vote to put changing business practice subcommittee disbanded or hiatus. Can you give me the terminologies for that, Ms. Bauer?
We can place it on hold until it is needed in the future.
So then I would make a motion to the board that we put changing business practices subcommittee on hold until it is established that it needs to be reactivated.
I'll second that, Jordan.
Beautiful. So then we just need an official vote. All those in favor of putting changing business practice subcommittee on hold until needed, please say aye.
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 And I also vote aye. All those opposed, say nay. And any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Next is going to be our education subcommittee composition. We have a shakeup in this also. Glenn, I'd like you to chime in here. You are our cornerstone education person. And obviously, given the public's comments and things that we just addressed now, there is potentially still a need and adjustments and finites. And I believe there's also stuff that you're working on. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, we're still working on the rubric after our last board meeting. We, you know, had some information come to us that we are able to actually change that around a bit. So if our last education subcommittee meeting, we're actually making plans to really start doing a deep dive into it and start to move some stuff around. So we got a lot of work to do there. And as you mentioned, the hot button topic of in-person versus online training will continue to hound, be right around us all the time. So.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to take a moment and nominate Glenn as part of our education subcommittee. I too would like to join the education subcommittee as I'm interested in becoming a trainer. I've been getting approached more recently to do the 40-hour shadowing. So diving into that will broaden my knowledge there. And is there a third?
I would like to
nominate myself.
Okay. So we have two. Okay. So we have two here. We have Lisa
can
Lotus.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yes. We have Lisa Lotus as well as, and I believe Warren, were you chiming?
Yes.
Beautiful. So actually what I will do, go ahead.
Yeah. And as a reminder, we can only have three per subcommittee.
Right. So I will go ahead and remove my name from the education subcommittee for consideration. We now have three members. I would like to take a moment and second Ms. Lotus's nomination of herself, and also second Mr. Tryon's, if at all possible. And then remove myself from that subcommittee consideration. So we have our three, Glenn, Lisa, and Warren. So let's go ahead and, is there any other nomination? Sorry for Austin, if you want to throw your name in there, we can take it to a vote.
I would be interested, but at the same time, I'm already on a committee, so I am good with those three.
Beautiful. So we're going to take a vote on these three for the Education Subcommittee, Glenn, Lisa, and Warren. All those in favor. Can I do a group vote? Sorry, Ms. Bauer.
Okay. Yes.
All those in favor of appointing those listed previously as our Education Subcommittee, please vote in the affirmative with aye.
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 And I also vote aye. All those abstain, or excuse me, all those opposed, please say nay. And any abstentions. Beautiful. So we have our two subcommittees. We have our third put on hiatus. Thank you guys for all your continued dedication to those subcommittees. They are very helpful. It feels like slow, tedious work, but just like changing business practices, we can get some stuff done. So thank you. Looking forward to what comes out of those. Next, moving on, is our 7.2. Ms. Bauer is going to be talking about our in-person meeting.
Yes, thank you so much. At the December 2024 meeting, the board approved the 2025 meeting dates and included June 5th as the in-person meeting option. However, all of our planning efforts are placed on hold due to Governor Inslee's directive that implements a spending freeze. It is effective as of December 2nd, 2024, until further notice. This freeze includes all travel, hiring, contracts, any type of spending. Once we are authorized to resume planning efforts, we will let you know. So what that means is our June 5th in-person meeting option is no longer on the table. So we will continue to have a virtual meeting in June.
Beautiful.
Any questions on that? All right. Thank you very much.
Okie doke. Next is going to be our report outs, section 8. And some of them have already been kind of precursed when we were going through coming up with the composition. 8.1.1, subcommittee reports changing business practice. This is appointed to me. I wasn't a part of the changing business practices, but the subcommittee has put forth two legislation or the next step, the changes that they would like to see in the RCW and WAC regarding the composition of the board, the terms and limits that are applied to them so that we can appoint an entire full board and open up to potentially more than two terms or longer terms. That is, and then after that, they're going to be, we're putting them on hold as previously mentioned. Other than that, did I miss anything from changing business practices? I believe that's it.
No, that's it.
And then our diversity, equity, and inclusion subcommittee, Ms. Lotus, we have a report out from you on that. I know we weren't able to get to too much with the administration changes as well as the Inslee order. Any report out from that is...
Right now, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee is working on reviewing the WACs to reduce barriers to licensure. They're also looking into ways to expand the membership in the industry and working on how we can do some outreach at different types of stages in the education system to let young people know that home inspectors is a viable career option for them.
That's right. Yeah, we had talked about in some of the committees partnering with some colleges, work training, trade training, as trades are starting to become more and more popular, and colleges all host state kind of stuff. Anyway, yes, they're doing good work there. Looking forward to the rest of the changes. And then next will be the Education Subcommittee report out. Throw it to you, Mr. Tryon.
Yeah, I'd be remiss in letting Glenn not take the opportunity to talk a little bit more on this.
Understood. We'll throw it to Glenn. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So as I mentioned just a bit ago, we're going to be doing a deep dive into the rubric discovered, and we have to stay within that 120 course hours. But the thing that we can actually do that we found out, we can actually remove and add and drop different education requirements as long as we stay in that 120. So that's where we're going to kind of do that deep dive into the different subcategories. Obviously, a lot of things like HVAC, electrical, we're going to really look at, getting that maybe possibly bumped up and looking at some of the other categories that are in there that really, like, why are these here potentially? And just kind of figure out how can we streamline this to make sure that future inspectors are getting the education that they need to be successful what they're doing, just based upon the education requirements. And just kind of working through that process, we've got the last meeting I was the only one able to attend, but kind of put together as with Sandy and Tim, kind of a lofty goal of getting this thing done and ready to present by the next board meeting in June. So we'll see what happens.
Chair Howard, you're muted.
Next, we're going to be going to our 8.2, Central Investigations and Audit, CIAU, Regulatory Compliance. Ms. Bauer is going to have some information for us. This is on 24 and 25 of your package.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So the complaint counts as law, as well as the licensing data have been provided in your packet for your review. We do have a proposal for the board that we would like to start presenting this information on a annual basis. We feel like the quarterly reports that we are giving isn't giving you a big enough picture. The data that we're reporting on is basically the same every quarter. So we thought maybe if we presented it to you on an annual basis, for instance, the first meeting of the year, and cover all of the data for the previous year, we might be able to see trends. We might be able to pick up on more changes that way. We would like to continue to put the data in the packet and just have staff available if there are any questions, rather than presenting it every quarter. We feel like this might help us identify trends more quickly and more effectively by looking at it as a yearly data rather than a quarterly data.
A little bit of a zoomed out view. I gotcha. So we're going to open the floor for discussion, board members. How do we all feel about that? Anybody opposed? Anybody? I think it makes sense, especially having comparing data from year before versus, you know, Q3 versus Q3. Should save some back-end assembly time of the package. And, yeah, we can always address it if there are questions.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
I think it's fine.
I'm too good with it.
Okay. I don't believe it needs a vote. Sounds like that'll be the new construction of our packet. Thank you guys very much for coming up with that idea on how to be more effective with that report.
Great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Boards, commissions, and outreach. Ms. Bauer, still, you got the spotlight.
All right. Excellent. So every quarter, I present the highlights of the quarterly housing market report that is published by the Washington Center for Real Estate Research. Links to that research is included in your packet, so feel free to click on that. And there are many more reports published by that center, so feel free to just log in there and check it all out. The highlights for Q4 of 2024 is the existing home sales rose about 0.5% compared to last quarter, and fell almost 1% compared to this time last year. Building permits rose 19.7% from last year. There were a total of just over 9,600 permits filed, and just over 4,000 of those were for single family units. The median price for Q4 was just over $640,000, which is 10% higher than this time last year. During the fourth quarter, single family homes that were available for sale totaled just over 10,000. And that is a 37.8% decline from last quarter, but a 17.3% increase from this time last year. And fourth quarter had a 1.7 month supply for housing, Last quarter was a 2.4-month supply, but at this time last year, we're right at the same at 1.8-month supply last year. And 37 out of 39 counties had a decline in listings since last quarter. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Next, we're just going to go to public comment period.
Review of master action items. Yep, so we do have one master action item, and that is the recruitment. It is open, to replace our illustrious chair. It is open. It is in progress. We are accepting applications. So far, we don't have any submitted. So if anyone would like to apply to be a member of the board, please let us know and we'll get all the directions and forms for you to fill out.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to move to 9, public comment period. I'm now going to open the floor for the public to address the board and share their thoughts, concerns, and requests. Written comments can be submitted at least 2 days prior to the meetings by emailing dolboards@dol.wa.gov. Members of the public, when you're addressing the board, please remember each member of the public is limited to 1 3-minute comments period. Comments submitted in writing count as your 3 minutes. Comments must be on matters of the board's jurisdiction. Board members are limited to directing staff to study the matter further or requesting the matter to be scheduled at a later date, and we're not going to engage and get into a back and forth. Do we have any members of the public that have written any comments in at this time?
We have not received any public comments for this meeting.
Beautiful. And so next would be the public comment period. I call on any public members to go ahead and raise your hand if you would like to take this opportunity for your comments, and we can call you out and let you have your time. I cannot see everybody, so Ms. Bauer, if you can monitor the room.
I sure can.
Thank you.
I do not see any hands raised.
Okie dokie. So with no comments, we are going to go ahead and say the floor is now closed and move us into the conclusion, page 51 in your packet. Do we have any announcements or any things to share before going, before closing this up, 10.1?
The staff does not have any announcements to share at this time.
And I'm not sure if I need to go, maybe it's request for future agenda items, action items. I guess maybe this is where I need to chat. I was recently contacted by a retired inspector where they mentor another inspector, and OSHA had recently cited them for inspecting within their the parameters of a home inspector, for not being compliant with what OSHA says is mandated and regulations that apply to all workers, essentially tying off on things like roofs and things like that. I don't know necessarily where to put this in, and it might be further. It might be in the action items, Ms. Bauer, if you can direct me, but I don't know where to go to have a definitive on what inspectors are held to and when other jurisdictions like OSHA or occupational safety things can circumvent, oversee, or assign a different classification to an observer when one has been state recognized as an observer or a non-worker. So I said I would do a little bit of research. I don't really necessarily know where to go, so I wanted to give this also to the board. I believe the mentor had also called the vice chair. So it's a question to pose maybe to the board or to someone.
You can go ahead and assign that to me as an action item, and I can do some legwork and report out on it at the next meeting.
Beautiful. So that will be under the review of action items. So I guess next will be requests for any future agenda items. Does anybody have anything they would like to attach to a future agenda item? Okie doke. So then we'll review the action items, Ms. Bauer.
All right. So the action items that I collected during this meeting were, one, the Changing Business Practices meeting is subcommittee meetings are going to be placed on hold until further notice. So I'll go in and cancel all of those meetings. We have new DEI and education subcommittee members. So I will go in and update that membership and extend those meeting invites to the new members. And I will add the OSHA safety inspection process to the action items and report out on it at the next meeting.
Perfect.
Did I miss anything?
I do not believe so. Is anybody, did she miss anything?
Okay. Sandy, I just want to confirm that I captured all the same items.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa.
Beautiful. Double confirmation. So that's going to move us to adjournment. We don't need a motion or anything on this, but it is 10:36 on March 6, 2025, and this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be held virtually June 5th, 2025, 10 a.m. via Microsoft Teams. I want to thank everybody for joining. Thank you, John, for joining. Ms. Lotus, Glenn, Austin, Warren, Ms. Bauer, Melissa, thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Super duper present here.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.